T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hour number two. Let's get it, y'all. Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate, 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so we can read it on the air. Tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, at ESPN Upstate. All the different ways for you to get in touch with us here on the program this afternoon. Question of the day. Tell us what athlete has meant the most to you based on their off-the-field activities. I've given you a couple of them. They are, for me, Roy Jones Jr., a guy who helped make my career, got me a huge platform at one point, working for his company, being able to call play-by-play and color commentary alongside the greatest pound-for-pound boxer of all time. I really started to get noticed after that, and that was a huge jump. And then, of course, Drew Brees, who we watched retire this past weekend, walked off into the tunnel, took that last look back over his left shoulder at the field of the Superdome, up at the lights, the last time he is likely to see that sight while wearing the shoulder pads and a jersey of an NFL football player, which was just heartbreaking for me, but cannot be upset, can only be grateful for what he did and who he was as a person during his time there with the Saints of New Orleans. Who's on that list for you? Lonzo says he doesn't really have one because he doesn't want to have the, I guess the way to look at it, so you don't really want to have the full immersion of loving sports broken by looking at a guy playing one weekend and knowing that he's antithetical to everything you stand for and believe off the field, which I think is something that over the last couple of years, a lot of people on both sides of our political spectrum have had to face. There are a number of players that are on both sides of the political spectrum, and people have had to really try to find that balance between, and this is an expression we use in music all the time, appreciating the art even if you don't respect the artist. And in a point in time in America today where everything is so polarizing, I know that that can be a little bit difficult to do for some people.
It can be, and here's the thing. So you're watching a game, and you're watching your favorite player, and then you think, oh yeah, but he just did that, and it takes some of the joy away from it. So if you can find a way, and it's not easy to do, to push all that aside and try not to keep track of it, so it doesn't diminish the joy and the escapism of sports itself, then you do that. And you're right. The last couple of years, it's been really difficult to do. And I mean, I haven't been able to do it entirely, but I still try. I absolutely try because I just want to enjoy the game.
Do you find that over the last couple of years, especially, that it has made watching everything that's not live game action difficult, like watching SportsCenter, watching the Fox highlight shows, heck, even watching some of the web only exclusive that are released by UFC, NFL, boxing, whatever? Do you find that it's made watching sports more difficult if you're actively trying to avoid any non-sports commentary from athletes?
Yes, and it's even more difficult for me because not only do I work at this station, but I also work at a news station. So if it's news, you're going to hear about it. And some things are made news that aren't necessarily news to push agendas and all that kind of stuff. And I really, and this is what a lot of sports fans, at least some that I've talked to, want to be myopic. They want to just look at the game and enjoy the game and not worry about all this other stuff. I mean, a feel-good story leading into a playoff game or a Super Bowl, you know, this player went and visited Children's Hospital. Oh, that is excellent. That is great. And I am so glad that they're able to use the money and their platform to do that sort of thing. But anything outside of that, I just don't want to know about it.
Yeah, it's been – and if you're in that – and you're not alone in that boat, I don't think – I know that there are a lot of people, and especially, look, we hear all the time, and I think you probably have a larger chunk of folks in that same camp than you think, Lonzo, and the reason I say that is because for the past handful of years, last couple of years specifically, we have been hearing a lot about people, I'm not watching the NFL anymore, I'm not watching the NBA anymore, I'm not watching this or that. Over the weekend, there was a United States women's national soccer team match against Colombia. And before the game started, the women's soccer players were wearing Black Lives Matter on the back of their warm-up jackets. They took a knee for the national anthem. And I was on Twitter when this happened, and there were a ton of people that said, "That's it, I'm out, I'm not watching it. I don't want this in my sports, so I'm not going to pay attention to it, etc." Yet, with the exception of the COVID season, which, again, I think there's a lot of variables, and this may have something to do with it. There's a lot of variables. But with the exception of the COVID season, sports ratings over the past few years have not been on the decline, despite the number of people who very loudly proclaim that I'm not watching anymore. So I think you probably have what is a much more honest take on how it impacts you, which is I'm going to watch the games, but only the games. I'm going to watch the sports that I love. I'm just not going to get involved in any of the rest of it because I don't want it to taint the game, but I'm still going to watch. I think there's a lot more people that are really following that same line of thought than we'll admit publicly.
And then there will be some that say that's a coward's way, you need to pick a side, all this kind of stuff. No, this is when it comes to sports, it is a kid's game that we as adults are able to enjoy. People are able to make a living off of it. But in the end, it is still a form of escape from the rigors of a rough day at work or whatever. You just want to watch the game, root for your favorite team, root for your favorite player, hope they do well on the field. That's just what you want to do. Now, there are other people who want to be ultra immersive to the point where they're stalkerish almost, wanting to know every last little thing that player does off the field. That's just never going to be me.
844-477-3776, 844-GSP, ESPN is the number to be a part of the program. Text us 71307, start your text with ESPN so we can read it on the air. Got a couple that just came in. Our buddy Pittsburgh Tony, we were talking earlier in the first hour about that goal line hit on Rashard Higgins from the Cleveland Browns. He ended up fumbling the ball through the back of the end zone. It would be ruled a touchback and would give the ball back to the Chiefs. The Chiefs able to drive down to the field and kick a field goal before time expired, which was it basically looked like a 10-point swing when all was said and done. If that ball's down inside the one or goes back on the one to the Browns, you got to think at that point momentum was in their favor. They score a touchdown there, so a 10-point swing when it was all said and done. But the big question that came afterward, and we're going to talk about the rule itself in just a few minutes from now, but the hit, here was my biggest takeaway from that, Lonzo. I have an issue with that hit, that type of hit, not being reviewable by the league. The fact that you have proclaimed to care so much about the cranial health of your players, the fact that you are willing to alter playoff games based on hits, etc. And that is an unreviewable hit, a game-changing hit, because that is a head-to-head, that is an illegal head-to-head lowering of the head contact hit on Kansas City. That gives the ball to the Browns inside the one-yard line with plenty of time to call their plays and get a strategy together to go out there and win that football game, or at least score a touchdown and give themselves a better chance to win. The fact that that is not reviewable to me, Zoe, is relatively hypocritical from the NFL, and that sentence is, of course, 0% surprising or shocking.
Well, first of all, let me say, absolutely, it was a targeting. It was helmet to helmet, and it should have been a penalty. I'm not going to be that homer going, oh, no, I didn't see it. I saw it. Yeah, it should have been a penalty, but they didn't call it. I'll take you back a couple years, and this affects you with the pass interference calling. And the fact that they brought about this rule, and I said on the air the rule would just go away, and they would make sure that it was never used to how it should have been used, which the NFL did. They made sure that it wasn't used effectively to the point where they could get rid of it, you know. And suddenly there is no more outcry like there was then. The same thing here. I mean, there can be an outcry about it, and it probably should be reviewable. But if they make that a reviewable thing, after a while it will go away, because there will be too many times where now when you're saying it should be reviewable, that means you can challenge, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
How many times do you think that challenge will actually win out? I gotta say, this is easier to look at and go, yeah, that's exactly what that was, than pass interference is.
Yeah, 100%. You know, the pass interference is kind of like we've all made the joke ever since the Dez Bryant Dallas Cowboy days about, you know, what's a catch in the NFL? It's a great question. The NFL doesn't even know what a catch is in the NFL.
Right.
And I think that pass interference is kind of in that same vein. But whether a guy lowered his helmet, made an initiated contact with the crown of the helmet to the head of another player, that's not subjective. That's a thing that either happened or it didn't. And the fact that the NFL has not immediately taken steps to create a system that would protect players from that happening moving forward, it just shows you the rank hypocrisy of the NFL. It's a very simple thing to fix and fix immediately, and they still haven't done it. I'm not saying that lost the Cleveland Browns the game. I am saying a 10-point swing for a 4.5-point underdog on the road at the defending Super Bowl champions to take 7 off the board on what was very evidently a head-to-head contact penalty. That you can say it wouldn't have won them the game, but you can damn sure say it changed the momentum of that football game.
Agreed. And where's the outcry? There's you're not hearing the same outcry that you did with the PI with New Orleans. So until there's an outcry throughout the sports world, throughout the players and the teams, they're not going to change it. And they probably should, but I don't think they will.
And look, social media is a wild animal, right? We can both be on Twitter, and I guarantee you, if you scroll Lonzo's timeline versus scrolling my timeline, you're going to get a very different perceived view of the world just based on how we've built our social media list. My timeline, Lonzo, was full of people who were screaming about it, was full of people who were upset about it. I got a ton of Browns fans in my timeline that were going, wait a minute. Sure, it was a fumble and a touchback, but that's a blatant helmet-to-helmet, top-of-the-crown hit. How is that not called immediately? How is that not reviewed? There were a ton of people that were complaining about it. And the thing is, I genuinely don't know why the NFL wouldn't make a move on this.
Well,
let me
ask you, have you seen it replayed over and over again, like every sports center on all the different sports networks? Has it made its way over into actual news sites? No, it has not.
Oh, that's 100% accurate. That is 100% correct. I have not. I've been flipping around watching, you know, ESPN and all the rest of the sports channels for the past 24 hours, and I have not. I've hardly seen it mentioned at all. And when we come back here in just a second, I'm going to tell you why that is. It's a very simple answer and one that is going to disappoint you even further. That's next on the Rob Brown Show. Rob, Lonzo, and you right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Lonzo with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Long three-day weekend. Nice, relaxed, refreshed, ready to rock and roll. Question we have asked you today: what athlete has meant the most to you because of what they did off the field? Roy Jones Jr. and Drew Brees are mine. Looking for your answers. You can text them to us at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Tweet them to us at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word. And, of course, we want you to call in. Go on the air with us at 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Come on the air. Tell us your story. Who is the athlete that you or that means the most to you based on what they do off of the field? That's our question of the day. Lonzo, I got a chance on Saturday evening to do something that I had never done before. I got a chance on Saturday evening to meet actual Buffalo Bills fans out in the wild.
And I got to tell you, that was an actual thing that happened
in front of me. If you follow me on Twitter, you saw it. I went out on Saturday evening to grab some wings. I went out to get some wings and a beer to watch a little bit of AFC playoff football. I thought the Bills and the Ravens was going to be the best game that I was going to watch this weekend. I really did think that the Chiefs were gonna beat the Browns. I was convinced that the Buccaneers were gonna beat the Saints. I thought that Bills Ravens was gonna end up being the best game that I was going to watch this weekend. So I decided to go out and grab some wings and some beer. And I had heard that there was a local establishment here in the Upstate that catered to Buffalo Bills fans. So I went there because I heard the wings were good. I went there, and that is absolutely the case. There were absolutely Buffalo Bills fans there, and they were wild. They were wild. It was the most over-the-top in-game tailgate party I have ever been to in my life outside of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was absolutely unbelievable to see during halftime. And this, by the way, this is a full compliment, right? This is a full compliment. At halftime of that game, I walked outside, Lonzo. I walked outside, and I went to cool off a little bit, a little warm in the bar. I walked outside to go grab some fresh air. And when I walked outside, there was about, I don't know, 6-7 Bills fans outside that were all gathered around this one particular spot. And they had on the ground in front of them a bucket. And I was like, what is going on here? But, you know, buckets of beer are pretty common during football at a bar. So there's a bucket on the ground. And I'm thinking, all right, man, they must have just pulled the last beer out of the bucket. I don't know why they have it on the ground, but whatever, it is what it is. So as I'm standing there, three of the Bills fans walk up to the bucket. And one of them puts their hands behind their back and kind of bends forward a little bit. I was like, what in the world is going on? The other two Bills fans then proceed to pick this guy up, turn him upside down, you know, like you used to do keg stands back in college. You know, Zo, you were a big keg stand guy back in college, I know.
You are so funny.
They pick this guy up, turn him upside down like it's a keg stand, and they dump his head into this bucket full of ice water. They hold his head in the bucket full of ice water for about 20 seconds. They then pick him out of the bucket of ice water. He immediately picks up and shotguns a beer like it's all he wanted to do in his entire life. It was incredible.
So this was redneck waterboarding.
That is the greatest thing you've ever said to me. It was unbelievable. And yes, now it has turned. They called it a dunkaroo. I now refer to it as redneck waterboarding because that's the best thing I've ever heard Zoe say. This guy comes out, he chugs the beer, and then he leads the handful of Bills fans that are outside in one of their songs, one of their chants that they do. And I'm standing there looking at this going, dude, they're here to party and nothing else. They're here to party and nothing else at all. I got to tell you, Lonzo, there's a part of me that wants the Chiefs to win because I like Patrick Mahomes. And there's a part of me that wants the Chiefs to win because I understand, and even though you just got one, I understand the feeling that comes alongside winning a Super Bowl, and I want that for you, Lonzo, even though you've already gotten to experience it once. I can't imagine what a second one feels like. It's got to feel great, especially going back-to-back like that. But I got to tell you, I'm kind of a low-key Buffalo Bills fan now. Like, they were I always made the jokes on Twitter about them body-slamming each other through picnic tables and whatnot, and it was always kind of funny and a thing to make fun of them. But I met Buffalo Bills fans in the wild, and they were absolutely raucous on Sunday night. I am now a low-key Buffalo Bills fan at this point.
Well, having one of my best friends here in South Carolina as a Buffalo Bills fan, I cannot be a Bills fan. But congratulations to you, because they are like cousins to wrestling fans. I mean, half the crap they're doing is done in wrestling every day. So, were you afraid of that guy afterwards?
No, I was okay. Like, dude, I wish we weren't in a pandemic because I would full out tailgate party with you guys.
If they offered to do the same, if they offered, first you would have to look physically and wonder if they were capable of picking someone of your size
up. What the hell, Lonzo?
Because of your height.
What the hell,
because
Lonzo?
Of your height, not your weight. Because of your height. If it was a bunch of 5'8 guys, you don't want those guys. You're going to eat asphalt really quick. No. If they ask, would you have done it?
They did ask. And my answer to them was, if we weren't in the midst of a pandemic and I wasn't trying to maintain some distance, yeah, I absolutely would have. And I told them that next – I told them if they win the Super Bowl this year, then I will come back for week one of next year, and I will do it week one next year. As a low-key Buffalo Bills fan now, and I told them if it can't be my team after what I saw, if it can't be my team, I'm all on board for the Bills at this point. I told them if they finish it off and they go in a Super Bowl, especially now that it would keep Tom Brady from winning one, if they finish it off and win a Super Bowl, that I would come back and get dunked week one of next year without question. And it was the most excited I had seen anybody all weekend long, including after winning games.
I got to say, I don't believe that's going to happen. But if it were to happen, I do. I know you're going to follow through with that.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be there to film it.
I don't suspect you'll have to, because I imagine if I tell the rest of my quote-unquote friends that this is happening, I suspect there will be an entire paparazzi gallery of people established there to watch this go down.
See, here's the thing with me. Working where I have worked for a really long time, I do believe in conspiracy theories and doctored video. So I would want to be there myself to witness it in person, because you may have a friend who is skilled with doctoring said video. And plus, I don't believe they could pick you up, so I want to be there.
And I repeat,
how tall were these guys?
I repeat,
how tall
the hell, Lonzo?
How tall did you even think about that? I guess you don't put a lot of thought into it if you're going to have your head dunked in water.
I was going to say, can I just point out that if anybody is in a mental spot where they're like, yeah, go ahead, turn me upside down, submerge my entire head into a bucket of ice water upside down, and then I'll come up shotgunning a brewski. I don't think anybody actually thought that out. That's just one of those things you just got to go. You just got to go. Once you decide to do it, you just got to do it.
I'm looking at size bucket because I know how big my head is. I want to know if my head will actually fit inside the bucket. And I'm looking at how tall these guys are. And if they're only average height, I ain't letting that happen, because they're going to drop me.
Buffalo Bills. I know there's a couple of y'all. I met a couple of you guys who said you listened to the show, so I know at least there's at least one of y'all watching.
I've been invited to some of these things before, so,
Dude, you have to go.
I know they're listening.
You have to go. It is a riot, man. It is a riot. I am a low-key Bills fan now. They are my team moving forward. I'm sorry, Lonzo. I was going to split time between the Bills and the Chiefs for you, but you just said that you didn't think these guys could pick me up, and I take that personally, Michael Jordan style.
Well, good. You do that. You take it personally. You do that.
Now I have to run a bunch between now and week one of next season.
So now what's going to happen, if the Chiefs were to lose this week and Buffalo were to win, I almost have to cheer for Buffalo just to watch you get dumped.
You know what? I got to say, if the Bills win the Super Bowl this year, and if that does go down, I'm thinking that turns into a full-scale remote that day, because I can't imagine there's any shortage of people who listen to this show regularly that wouldn't go, wait a minute, I get to show up and watch Rob Brown get redneck waterboarded. I am in. Let's do this.
I got to tell you, there's another reason why you want me there.
And that is?
Because I'm tall enough to be able to make sure you don't slam your head into the concrete.
And would probably take great pleasure in doing so.
I'll grab a leg. I'm down for that.
All right, Bills fans, it's on you. If you guys win the Super Bowl this year, Rob Brown will take a dunkaroo, shotgunning a beer included, in week one of next NFL season. Sign it, seal it, deliver it. It's going to happen. But that's if you win the Super Bowl this year. Added pressure, Josh Allen, who I know is listening to the show right now. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. When we come back, is it the dumbest rule in the NFL? That's what a lot of people on social media had to say this weekend. We'll make that argument for and against it coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, and you asking for the athlete that has had the biggest impact on your life away from the field of play. What is the athlete that's had the biggest impact on your life based on what they did off of the field? I gave you mine, Roy Jones Jr., who helped establish and further my career. Drew Brees, who helped save the New Orleans Saints and, frankly, the entire Gulf Coast region. Want you to add yours to the list as well. We've had one guy that wrote in and said LeBron James was his guy, says he respects the amount of work that LeBron does off of the court in his community. And I know, and that's an interesting one, Zoe, because, you know, you talked earlier about not wanting to get too deep into the off-the-field activities of athletes so that it doesn't take away from your enjoyment of them and what they do on the court. But I would ask you, I mean, LeBron does an incredible amount, regardless of how you feel about his politics, LeBron does an incredible amount to further the educational scene there in Akron and the surrounding areas in Ohio. And I think that regardless of how you feel about his politics, I think no matter what side of the aisle you fall on, if you've got a guy who's willing to go that far out of his way to make the lives of kids better, I think that's something we can all get on board with.
Oh, definitely. And I pointed out earlier that I think it's awesome when they show the players visiting children's hospitals. And what LeBron's done as far as that goes is amazing. But let's go back a few years for the decision. All the focus was on the fact that he did that to go to Miami, and no focus on the fact that he was given a ton of money to, I believe it was the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's a matter of focus. So he's been doing that for a long time. It's whatever the sports media wants to focus on. So that soured me right there towards that sort of thing. And that might have been the jumping off point for me as far as not following anything other than what they do on the field or on the court.
A couple other texts that have come in at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Pittsburgh Tony says 100% agree that helmet-to-helmet should absolutely be a reviewable play. It changed the whole dynamic of that game. It absolutely did. Cleveland had all the momentum at that point, and if they can punch that in for six right there and rock Kansas City back on their heels, only a five-point game. I mean, it's a 22-17 five-point game. There's your difference right there. At ESPN, I believe this has got to be coming from one of our Bills fans. He says, Lonzo better be hammering an ice house or Bills fans are going to think he's a narc.
You know what? See, that's been part of my deal my entire life. People think I'm a narc, but what I am is a designated driver.
I was going to say, I think we got a better chance of the Saints winning a Super Bowl this year than we do of getting Lonzo to shotgun an ice house with us. Also, and by the way, to the Bills fans that were there, thank you. My first beer that night was purchased by a Bills fan, our buddy John, a Labatt Blue. I had my first Labatt Blue, which I guess is the brewski of choice of Buffalo Bills fans
everywhere.
Wait
a minute, isn't that Canadian? I know I'm cracking on stuff that I know nothing about.
Buffalo's like driver three iron away from the Canadian border.
That was my point.
Oh, gotcha, okay. Well, yes, it is a Canadian beer. I guess that's the brewski that they drink for Bills games. So I had my first Labatt Blue. Not bad. Not a bad little Pilsner kind of beer. It really wasn't. It wasn't awful. It was different than what I'm traditionally used to. But I would put Labatt Blue onto the list, Bills fans. No issue with it at all. At ESPN, oh, God, the stakes have just been raised, Zoe. I apparently missed an important part of the Dunkaroo. The text at 71307 says, ESPN, the good old Dunkaroo. Drown yourself in ice cold water, get up, get smacked, then shotgun a beer. I didn't see anybody get slapped in the face. I didn't know I had to take a slap to the face for this. Crap, because I've already committed to it. I feel like I didn't read the terms and conditions closely enough here.
Well, that's on you and your lawyer, isn't it?
I don't have an attorney.
Yeah, well. What do they say about someone who represents themselves in court?
Oh, anyway, no. Anyway,
so it's, you have a verbal contract going on right now.
I mean, I'll do it. What kind of slap are we talking about here, though? Are we talking like a Ric Flair chop kind of slap? Or are we talking like a, you know, your mom caught you saying a dirty word kind of slap? Or are we talking about like you're messing around with one of your buddies and they put on some dark glasses and you slap them because it's funny kind of? So what kind of slap to the face am I talking about here, Bill?
You know, height comes into play again here. If these are shorter guys, the slap is not going to hurt as bad.
I don't know, man.
They don't have reach and they're going to have to swing up.
True, but they're also going to put more into it because they know they're going after a bigger guy.
Yeah, but you have some wrestling experience. You can take a chop. You can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been slapped before.
There we go.
It doesn't feel good at all. Like, at all.
So the slap is after the ice water.
Yeah, it's ice water. Upside, by the way,
the slap actually, it's going to hurt a little bit more after ice water.
Yeah, because your face is freezing cold.
Yeah, yeah.
It's upside down in a bucket of ice water, head's completely submerged, and you can't use your hands to brace yourself on the ground. The hands have to go behind the back. So you are 100% at the mercy of the two people doing the redneck waterboarding. You don't get to come out when you need to. You come out when they say you've hit the time mark. Make sure you catch a deep breath. Then you get slapped across the face. Then you shotgun a beer.
So what happens if you feel like you've been under too long and you put your hands down? Are there penalties for that?
I don't. Two slaps to the face? I don't know how it works. Clearly, I went into this not understanding all of the rules in play.
So don't ever dog me for putting thought into everything, including the size of bucket and the height of the people. You've got to consider all those things, and you missed a very important part of the whole deal.
At ESPN, do they kick you in the junk while you are shotgunning the beer too? No, I think that's probably a little extreme even for a Bills fan. Did you see, by the way, that Josh Allen, quarterback of the Bills, but the whole Bills Mafia thing of Bills fans going crazy at tailgates has gotten big on social media the last couple of years. And one of the things they're most famous for is the putting each other, I mean, they power slam each other through tables, right? Like they jump off of ladders and through tables and whatnot. Josh Allen said that if the Bills win the Super Bowl, that he would allow Bills fans to put him through tables with an S, multiple, plural, and went on to say, and for full effect, go ahead, let's light them on fire too.
All right, you know, he can say all that, but I'm sure that the Bills as an organization would not allow that to happen.
Wait. Are you telling me a franchise doesn't want their franchise quarterback getting power slam Batista style through a plastic picnic table that is actually on fire and then doing it again? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Lonzo?
That's what I'm telling you. Yes, absolutely. There's no way unless he sneaks off and gets. Can you imagine? I mean, it's what I know if he's given his word. But maybe he knows. There's no way they're going to allow me to do this. So I can say, yeah, I'll do it. And then I'll have to go, well, you know, the corporation won't let me do it. Sorry. Blame the team.
Pittsburgh Tony says, man, now I hope the Bills win the Super Bowl. And I am definitely showing up for the slap exclamation point. Oh, I have just walked my Bills fans. I am pulling for you guys, but now I'm also not pulling for you guys.
Do you get to pick the guy who slapped you? I mean, how do they decide which one does that?
I don't know, because like I feel like if you call somebody out to be the guy that delivers a slap, it's a bit of a personal insult, right? Like, because you're telling that guy, I believe you are the guy that is going to make this sting the least, which means he's going to put more into it.
See, now you're putting some thought in there.
Yeah. Oh, this is not going well for me.
Just make sure that when you do this, that's later on in the evening. Yes, you may risk a concussion, but the slap is got a good shot of being off the mark.
Dude, listen, you shotgun a beer after the Dunkaroo, I will be shotgunning a sixer and Ubering home before the Dunkaroo just to make sure I'm good.
Then how will you know it happened without actual video evidence,
because
which is why I have to be there?
There will be 500 people there just to watch me get slapped in the face after getting waterboarded. It's like I'm not concerned about whether there will be enough people there to document this. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
I'm guessing there are other people on the station they'd rather see that happen to.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm the idiot who signed up for it. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Come back here in just a second, give you a couple of thoughts about our some other incidents that came out of our NFL divisional round playoffs and more. The Rob Brown Show rolls on next. This is ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every single start
perfect
there. Yeah, you were on.
Super duper. Well, I suddenly cannot hear myself in my own headphones, so that's cool. Oh, there we go. I don't know what just happened. Hey, the Rob Brown Show rolls on. Have I said that yet?
Hey, don't kick that thing, and it will work fine.
I didn't. It's up elevated.
It's
I can't.
Brand new, Rob. Come
yeah,
on.
I know. Listen, I have been treating this thing as if it was my own child, because I know good and gosh darn well what happens if I was to bust it, all right? I would be broadcasting by running the world's largest string with tin cans on both ends between my the Casa de Love and the studio if that happened. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and the great one Lonzo with you here on the broadcast. Be a part of the show, 844-GSP. ESPN 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN so we can read it on the air. Last couple of texts to come in. Josh Allen will probably do a social media video of himself half-ass jumping into a table. Most likely scenario. I don't know, man. Like, I'd like to think that Josh Allen would be allowed to go through with it, right? I'd like to think the Bills would let him go through with it. How much does that endear Josh Allen to his fans? How much does that endear Josh Allen to the Bills if he does it? And at ESPN, I want the Bills to win the Super Bowl because of their fans, but I also want the Bills to lose because of their fans somehow. Yeah, I've heard that before, actually. All right, let's take a break. We come back, 1 hour left. Is Tom Brady the guy who deserves the credit for the Bucs knocking out the Saints on Sunday? Zoe says no. What do I say? What do you say? We'll address that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.